Hello, welcome to the latest episode of Harmonious World. My name is Hilary Seabrook. For this latest episode, I'm joined by Ivo Ljubljic-Lukic, and I'm sure I haven't pronounced that correctly, and for which I apologise. Ivo and I are going to be talking about the Piero Project, Opus 1, which is a new album by the ensemble Glasbena Stasa. And I'm going to be asking Ivo all about how I pronounce these names. They're from Croatia, and it's the only so-called Piero ensemble, which is a miniature orchestra with flute, clarinet, violin, cello, and piano, with Ivo on the piano. What you're listening to at the moment is Mask 1 by Bruno Vlahek. This is very, very modern music, and it sits, I don't know where it sits, it's kind of classical, folky, it's all sorts of things, but it's very interesting. So this is the debut album from the ensemble, and they describe it as the fruit of 10 years of musicianship and imagination. I hope you enjoy listening to our conversation. Welcome to Harmonious World. It's a real pleasure to talk to you from Croatia.
Yeah, hello to you too. And I'm very grateful for your invite to speak to you today.
Fantastic. So William Sussman, who is an old friend of the podcast, he introduced us. And you are my first Croatian guest.
Oh, I'm honored to be a first Croatian guest, and I hope I will be a good representative for
yes.
Croatia.
Yeah, you're representing your whole country. That's okay.
Yeah, nice. I would like to say at the beginning of our conversation, I would like to excuse myself for maybe a little bit rusty English, because I don't have opportunity to speak English so often. So I have my translate application here close. So sorry for some seconds of silence while I'm thinking of the right word. So
that's okay. That's what the editing process is for.
Yes.
So it's
fine.
Can you tell me, first off, the name of your ensemble?
Yes, my ensemble is called Glasbene Staze. This is the name on Croatian. But if we would translate it to English, one literal translation would be musical paths. But we also like the translation music track, like music track, like Star Trek. So this is something we also played somewhere at the beginnings of our ensemble, and we liked this thought of discovering new worlds, something like discovering new music, finding new paths. So this is something why we like to translate it like music track.
Very good. That's brilliant. Because it is very much new music, isn't it? I understand that Piero Project Opus 1, which is this album, is all music that's been composed for your ensemble.
Yes. Well, my ensemble, we started playing together now a long time ago, around 2009, when we were still fresh musicians, freshly came from Music Academy, right, graduated from Music Academy. So we play now together for a long time. And during this time, we have played really all kinds of different music, but from our beginning, one of our main thoughts was to play new music, to collaborate with different composers, with Croatian young composers. So during this long time, we have had the opportunity to make music with some really great artists, composers. And now we have Recently, we did this album. We brought the music we found the most beautiful. We made it on this album that is called Piero Project Opus One.
Very good. So I started this podcast, this episode, with a piece by Bruno Vlahek. Is that right?
Yes, Bruno Vlahek, yes.
Okay. And it's Mask. So I guess that's just
yes.
Mask.
Mm-hmm.
And I started with number one because I liked number one.
Yes. Okay.
So when was that written? How long ago was that written?
Well, I think Mass by Bruno Vlahek, it was written for our 10 years anniversary. And Bruno Vlahek is one of Croatia's most prominent young pianists. He's my colleague, but also one after he went playing around the world, he also began to write music, and now he's also very successful as a composer. And this was our 10 years anniversary. It was like in 2019, and I asked him if he would write for us something, and if he could find inspiration in the character of Piero, the character by which this ensemble got its name. So for your listeners, it would be nice to explain a little bit why it is called Piero. Piero is kind of a classical chamber music ensemble in which you have five different instruments: flute, clarinet, violoncello, and piano. The first composer who took these five instruments and made a piece for it was Arnold Schoenberg in his piece Pierrolliné. So after this, after Schoenberg's Pierrolliné, many other composers started to compose pieces for this kind of a bit unusual ensemble, which, because it has also the instruments how do you say in English, you blow?
Yes, woodwind.
And woodwind and also string instruments combined with piano, it is like a small orchestra because of their different sounds, and it's nice to play in such a
yes.
So I called Bruno and asked him, could he write something like that? And then he wrote this really great suite and the first movement is Piero, who is a clown, pantomime clown. Yeah.
So, yeah. Yes. Okay. That's really interesting. And I think that orchestration, sort of, we've got flute and clarinet, and then you've got violin and cello, which almost match the range, but not quite.
Yes.
Because the cello goes much lower than the clarinet. But then you've got the piano that's got the whole spread. That's
yes.
It's a very, very interesting. There's something folk-like about it.
Oh, it's an interesting thought. Well, I can say that when we started playing like this, we were just friends playing together, and it came like this, that we played these instruments, and then after some time we realized, okay, this is called Piero. How come we didn't know about this? And then we started to discovering this whole world of and all kinds of different composers that it is a bit demanding ensemble to play. I know that these woodwind and string instruments, they are different. They differently adapt to climate, you know.
Oh, yes.
The woodwind goes up and strings go down, and then it's sometimes hard to adjust it. So, but it's nice.
Yes.
Enjoy it.
Well, it is. It's lovely music. And it's not Schoenberg, is it, in the difficult sense of Schoenberg? Because Schoenberg can be quite challenging to listen to.
Yes. Well, also one of our goals was to make this bridge towards the audience between these contemporary, maybe a little hard to listen music, and this something that is more maybe we wanted to make this like a bridge to the audience. So sometimes we go in this kind of music, and this is something in between. Yeah.
Yes, I think there's an element of playfulness about it. So it's very when I say lighthearted, I don't mean that it's not, you're not playing, you're not taking it seriously, but there's something about that Piero, that clowning around.
Yeah, but Bruno Vlahek's all compositions are like that. He's a virtuoso pianist, but his music is also always very fun to listen to.
Yeah.
Maybe he could be one of your next guests.
Absolutely. Well, tell him to come on. He could be my second Croatian guest. Yeah. So at this point, we're sort of in the middle of the podcast episode. I'd like to play a piece. Now, this is by Ivan Končić. Is that right?
Končić.
Končić. Oh, it's got Končić. A little thing. Over the
Okay. Most Croatian surnames end with Čić, so my my second surname is Ljubičić. So if Ljubičić. You see Čić,
okay. Now I've learned something. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, so here's and I think it's a fantasy suite.
Yes.
Okay, so number 5. Now the reason I chose that is because it starts with a beautiful piano. It starts with you completely solo on your own.
Yeah.
That must have been an absolute delight, because I know that for all of us, although we like playing together, there's that moment of joy where you get to play something on your own solo.
This piece is for us, it's maybe the piece we performed so many times. We perform it almost always when we play to a young audience. We play very often in schools for students, and this is a great piece where each instrument first presents it on its own, and then they come together, and then you can hear them function together. So yeah, I have a moment of for myself in this piece. Yes.
How long ago was that written?
It goes back in time, like 2015 or something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
From the first piece written for us on this album was Event Horizon by Bianca Ban, and it was written like in 2010 or 11. And after that, all the other pieces came.
Right. Okay. And have you performed this collection of pieces together?
Yes, we have. Mostly we Mostly we take something from the classical repertoire and then put something contemporary from this. But after we launched this album, we had concerts where we played exclusively the works from this album, and the reactions were always very nice. Now it has passed some time from playing it, and I like to put this CD on, and I think it's his music which you can listen to and enjoy.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's quite new music for me. It feels like I've discovered something, which is really nice, and I'm really glad to Bill Sussman for introducing us, because it's really lovely.
I'm so happy to hear this, and I'm thankful to thankful to William for connecting us.
Yes, exactly. I'm a clarinetist. Well, I'm a sax player, but also a clarinetist. And I think I would quite enjoy playing in this kind of ensemble. Like, you're quite exposed, aren't you? And yet there's a sense of being in this together.
Well, I think all of us is like a soloist is in this ensemble. I always think do you say ensemble? Maybe I'm the one that me flutist Ada and the violinist Jana were in this ensemble from the beginning, from the start. And Franjo on the clarinet was here a bit here, but then he went to do some other things and then came back to us. And cellist Andrea is with us for the last 5 or 6 years. No matter that I'm maybe the protagonist in this story, and I'm the one who maybe was the initiator for this, and but there is no like one that is the main. All of us, this ensemble really has to function as like group of individuals who play and listen together, listen to each other and play together and feel the music together. So I don't feel so I don't even don't need so the places where I'm alone to feel this freedom. I
Right.
mean,
Yeah. Fantastic. That's brilliant. That's the best thing about music, isn't it? I mean, this is the whole point of Harmonious World was to try and bring people together and to expose different music, and that's what's happening. So I'm really pleased. So.
I think the chamber music is maybe the most beautiful kind of making music,
Yes.
because you can be inspired by others, you can learn from others, you can. It's just beautiful, but these different energies and different feelings come together, and then you create something beautiful and
Yeah.
go beyond your boundaries.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining me and introducing me to some new music.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you for joining me once more for Harmonious World. That was a lovely conversation with Eva from Glesbenisterza. And I'm sure that's not right, but I've done my best with all of these Croatian names. What you're listening to now is number three in a suite by Ivan Josip Skender, and it's from an opera, Suma Striborova. I've really enjoyed listening to this album and hearing about this music that is completely new to me. So, Piero Project is out now. And thank you for listening to my conversation with Eva. Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Harmonious World. My name is Hilary Seabrook, and it's a great delight to bring this series of discussions with musicians and composers and writers and all sorts of people to you. Obviously, there's no point in having a podcast if people aren't listening, and I'm very grateful to my listeners for doing so. Thanks also to Joe English for composing and performing this new theme tune. So wherever you get your podcast, you can leave a review. You can share this with your friends and family, either as a link or on social media and that sort of thing. I'd be really grateful for that. Don't forget that you can subscribe now. There's a link wherever you get your podcasts. So have a great week, and please remember why I started this, which is just to try and make the world a little more harmonious. Thanks for listening to Harmonious World.